Let's prepare together for the Yom Tov of Shuas by learning the Yismach Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It appears on page 8 in the Bamidbar section. And I'd like to learn together Os Aleph as well as Os Gimel, Be'ezras Hashem. B'chodesh HaShlishi, we'll start with Os Aleph on page 8. B'chodesh HaShlishi L'teis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Vitzrayim B'yom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. U'perish Rashi Zal Lo Hayitzarech Lichtov Ela B'yom Ahu. Mahu B'yom Hazeh. So the Pasuk says it was the third month. Of course, that means the third month from Nisan, which is the month of Sivan. And Klal Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai by Yom Hazeh. So Rashi wonders, why does it say by Yom Hazeh? Why not say by Yom Hahu? And Rashi explains, She had divrei Torah chadashim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. That by Yom Hazeh implies that the Torah should remain fresh to a person as if the Torah was given that very day. What's so unusual about this Pasuk, Ulechora, says the Yismach Yisrael, what exactly was the great excitement of arriving in Midbar Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and why is it not exciting? It's exciting in the sense that Torah is right around the corner. But Chazal tell us, what happened that first day on the arrival in Midbar Sinai? Absolutely nothing. Hashem said nothing to them, and nothing happened. As Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Pevavam and Beis. So what exactly was the great excitement that we're trying to hold on to from that day? Ve'yavur al pi maimer chazal, we can explain perhaps based on the Gemara, daf peches amar aleph, b'rich rachmana diav urin t'lisai la'am t'lisai, al yedei s'lisai, b'yom t'lisai, b'yarcha t'lisai. The magic number when it comes to Torah is the number 3. As the Gemara here has a whole list, thank you Hashem for giving us a Torah that has 3 dimensions to it, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, to the nation that is 3, Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim, Al Yedei Silisai, through the third, meaning the third one of his family, Moshe Rabbeinu, B'yom Silisai, B'yarcha Silisai, everything about it is connected to 3 in the third month, after 3 days of preparation, everything that has to do with Torah has to do with the number 3, and the question is why? U'bir ha'dvarim di'adua tif'eres hu'kav ha'mamutza b'linati la'achas ha'kitzvos. The explanation is as follows. Tiferes, which is the third of the 7 lower Sviros, is referred to as the Kav HaMemutza. It's that middle beam, it's that central pillar, without any Netiyah, without straying in either direction to the extremes. It's a perfectly balanced blend, Memuzag miChesed uGvura, a blend, a harmonious blend of Chesed on the right and Gvura on the left, uKenoda Tiferes HiYakov. And, of course, Tiferes corresponds to Yaakov, was also the third in his line of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bria Chatichon is referred to as the central beam, the primary pillar that upholds all of Klal Yisrael. Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov Bemsa. Avram on the right, Yitzchak on the left, and Yaakov, of course, being the one who were named for, B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael, in the middle. Umidaso midas emes. And the midah of Yaakov Avinu is emes. Titen emes li'Yaakov, as the Pasuk says in Micha, Perach Zayin. And as we know furthermore from the Zohar Kadosh, when Asatam li os emes, the Pasuk in Yoshua, what is the os emes? The letter of truth, da os vav. It's the letter vav, the letter of truth, according to the Zohar. Shu tiferes, which of course corresponds to tiferes, as tiferes alludes to the sviros that come beneath it, from tiferes through malchus. Vihi Torah shebechzav, and even though we think of Torah shebechzav as associated with the letter hey, because who knows five are the books of the Torah, but in fact the letter Vav is also associated with Torah Shebechsav, which is the Torah's Emes, as we say in Berachas HaTorah, Asher Nasan Lanu Torah's Emes. And what exactly is Emes? Again, Emes is also that which stands, that which has Kiyum, that which is balanced. The Emes hi b'li netiyah lachas ha'kitzvos. Emes is also, again, without straying in either of the extreme directions, Emes is a beautifully stable and balanced blend. And that's why 3, the literature of Chazal is always so desirable. There's a Medrash Tanchuma that says everything that has to do with Torah has to do with 3. And it's even more things that are found on this list in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, where we thank Hashem for the, again, 3-dimensional Torah given to the 3-pronged nation, given through the third of his family, given in the third month of Sivan after 3 days of preparation. The Medrash says that everything that has to do with Torah always has to do with 3. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, etc. So therefore, says the Yismach Yisrael, As it says in the Medrash Tanchum and Yisro, Amr Yeshua bar Nechemya, La'olam hashlishi chaviv. Three is always desirable. Again, the idea being that you have a presentation of an idea, you have something which challenges that idea, and then you come to a balanced understanding of that idea. In philosophical writings, it's called thesis, antithesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. Obviously, it's a Torah idea, that you have a presentation of an idea, someone offers an opinion, someone challenges that opinion, and through that process, a person comes to a claim of the opinion. And therefore, Torah always gives us the ability to engage in the challenge. And that's exactly what's being described here. And that's what makes three, in general, a very special number. And that's part of what we're trying to think about in the month of Sivan, which is the Thrum Nisan. Ukeperes Rashi, that's as Rashi explains in the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafir Aleph, Egla Tilsa. The Gemara sometimes talks of a third-born calf, or perhaps a three-year-old calf, maybe Machlokas Rishonim, what it's referred to. But it's known that the Igla Tilsa, the third calf, is desirable meat. It's the most fine-tasting meat. And it describes, like it does in Maseches Pesachim, about Rabbi Yosef's celebration on Shavuos. Rabbi Yosef, bring me an Igla Tilsa, I want a third-born calf, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because it's such a great day of celebration. Shlishi Lebetan explains Rashi, Shehu Meshubach. Again, you see the third is the best. Uperish Divri Chazal, Huba'avur Hashlishi Huba'emtsa B'liachra La'kitzos. And as Chazal have explained to us, what makes three the best? It's because of its balance. It doesn't stray to the extremes. It doesn't lean in either direction. And therefore, Hu Mishubach. And therefore, it is the most desirable. And that's what the Zohar Kaddish explains. Yaakov, Iu Tushbacha Da'avon. Of the three avos, who is considered the bechir shav avos, the choicest of the avos, if we could say such a thing, it's of course it's Yaakov Avinu. That's why we're not called Bnei Avram, we're not called Bnei Yitzchok, but we're called Bnei Yisrael. He quotes now from the Maharal of Prague, excuse me, in his Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Yud Aleph, who elaborates on this idea. Shekol ha-mishulash yeshbo yosher, something which is three pronged, anything that has three expressions, triple expression. Is Yosher, there's a sense of Yashrus. It's worked out some of the kinks that exist in one and two, in the original presentation idea, and the challenge to that idea, the opposing views. Again, Achiyavo Akasav Ashlishi Ve'achriya Beinayim. This is the principles by which the Torah are expounded. Bavor Ashlishi Shehu Be'emso She'eno Notel Achaz HaKitzvos. So the Maharal, as we've explained, says that the reason that Shlishi is so desirable is because it's in the middle. And that's what it means. Urian tilisoi, a Torah which is three. Sha Torah hua yosher ba'avur shu bemsa. Torah, people sometimes think of Torah as being an extreme way to live one's life. And it's the very opposite. Darche darchinom. It's the most balanced and pleasant way to live one's life. V'hu ha-mufchar. Biyarcha tilisoi. In the third month it was given to us. Ha'inu sha'oz ha'yetokef or ha'gadol. Because the month of Sivan, the weather is so beautiful now. It's not too hot. We haven't yet entered into the depths of the summer. We've certainly emerged from the harsh coldness of the winter. It's a time where there's tremendous ore in the world, and a balanced ore. V'zehu merum is b'chodesh ha'shlishi, and this is the experience of chodesh ha'shlishi. Hainu hischadshos ha'shlishi. What is chodesh ha'shlishi? B'chodesh ha'shlishi, B'nai Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. What does that mean? Chodesh ha'shlishi means hischadshos ha'shlishi. There's something about three that's ever present, that's constant, that's emistic, that has a lasting quality. Ahischadshos ha'shlishi tokev or hagadol v'habahir shiro me'eis yitzias Mitzrayim. And of course, this arrival in Midbar Sinai is really the third illumination that Klal Yisrael experience upon leaving Har Sinai, upon leaving Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. What are those three illuminations? So he tells us ha'or ha'rishon ha'yebaleil iskadish chag be'sachilas ha'pesach. The Jewish people first experienced a tremendous ore on the night of the Seder when they were eating the Korban Pesach. The Egyptians were so overwhelmed by the spiritual light that presented itself that the Egyptians thought that they would be killed by the light. They were so completely overwhelmed by that light. They couldn't handle such a great illumination. That was the first light that Klal Yisrael experienced. The second light, he says, Ha'or Hasheni Hayyub Kriyas Yamsuf, as Chazal explained so beautifully in the Medrash Mechilta, Rasa Shifcha Alayam Mashal Ra Yecheskel, an illumination, a revelation Zekeli va'anveyu, a presentation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a giloy of Shechina and Elokus in the world, on such a level that even the Navi Yecheskel had not seen such a thing. And even though this light was something which was certainly above their level, Bakla Yisrael clung to it as best they could. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Batika Talia Milsa, it was something from beyond, and yet there was a third light that was yet to come. Im kol zeh ha'or ha'shlishi, mikarnei rom ho'or ha'torah kadosha, ha'i v'yeser se'esu v'yeser az. And yet Klal Yisrael, almost, as we'll see in a second from the Zohar, didn't want to abandon the Yamsuf because they thought it couldn't get better than this, until they came, of course, to the three, light number three. And all the shlishis in the world are chaviv. And the third revelation, not the revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not the revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf, but the revelation of Kabbalah Satorah, was the greatest light of all. And he quotes here an interesting Zohar. The Zohar in Chelek Beis and Daf Samach, it's a Zohar in Parshas B'Shalach, explains to us the following. Bahu Shata, at that moment, as Klal Yisrael experienced such a giloy elokus by the Yamsuf, Amar Moshe Lekut Shebrichu, Banecha Masgius Tiavusa Listak Labach. Klal Yisrael want to see you. They enjoy so much being in your presence. Lo ba'in le'not lamin yama. They don't want to leave the Yamsuf because they can't imagine that it gets better than this. Top of page 9. V'lo notlu ad da'ochid b'hu Moshe. And they didn't leave until Moshe brought them together in such a way. V'achme lon ziva yikar d'kujerichu b'midbar. Until Moshe revealed to them, no, there's an even greater light waiting for you in the Midbar. K'dein masgius tiavusa v'ra'usa listakla. Antolon Moshe. And it was only after Moshe gave them and revealed to them an even greater light and satisfied their desire to see even more that the Klal Yisrael followed after Moshe. Hadehu dechsev, that's what it means. Vayasa Moshe Yisrael miyamsuf vayetzol midbar shur. That Moshe forced them, so to speak, to travel on from the Yamsuf because they enjoyed the Gilui Elokus, the Gilui Shechin of the Yamsuf so much that Moshe had to push them along to show them that there's even greater lights up ahead. Vayetzol midbar shur, and they went to the midbar shur, and shur, says the Zohar, my midbar shur, istaklusa. Shur is a lashon of what? Of perceiving, of seeing. Like we find by the bracha of Yosef in the Torah. Shalo ratzu linsoa shehar la Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom ha-ur shal matan Torah, shenitna ba-midbar. It was only after Moshe revealed to them and gave them a glimpse of the light of Kabbalah Satorah that Klal Yisrael finally agreed to travel midbar shore to see something more. Vizesha Amar Azar Kadosh Shalom Natlu Ad Achirbu Moshe VaAchmelon Ziv Yikara DeKuchabichu BeMidbara. They wouldn't move on from the Yamsuf until Moshe showed them the Ziv, the magnificent, splendid illumination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. What's this lashon of Ziv and Midbar? He's highlighting to us as we transitioned from that world of Kriyas Yamsuf of Nisan to Ziv and Midbar. What does Ziv and Midbar mean? Hainu hiskalus elukus b'midbar b'sinai b'rosh chodesh Iyar shenikra Ziv. It was the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Iyar and Sivan. Iyar, of course, is referred to in Malachim Aleph as chodesh Ziv, and Sivan is the month of the Midbar. Shebo nizgal Ziv yikara d'Hashem. And it was only when they saw that there was greater light up ahead, the experience of the lights of Iyar and the lights of Sinai, of Sivan, and coming to Har Sinai, that Klal Yisrael were prepared to move ahead. What exactly is the light of Chodesh Ziv, Chodesh Iyar? Uvon Ezgal Ha'or Shal Lag Ba'Omer. Of course, it's the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the light of Lag Ba'Omer. She'oz hu amtaka shal chiluf ha'osios yud hei lamed mishem Elokim. An amazing idea. For those who've studied the Lag Ba'Omer Torahs will understand what he's referring to. But just very briefly to review, we know that the name of Lag Ba'Omer, the Arizal tells us, is a transformed name of the name Elokim. The letter Aleph of Elokim stays Aleph, the letter Mem of Elokim remains a Mem, and the middle three letters, the Lamed and the He and the Yud, each one is moved back one letter to Chaf, Dalid, and Tes, which is Gematria 33, and that is the name of Hashem for Lag Ba'Omer. But the letters of Elokim that are going to be transformed in Lag Ba'Omer are Yud and He and Lamed. What exactly does Yud Hei Lamed mean? Yahel actually means to illuminate. Hayotze Mirashe Tevos Shal HaPasuk. And once the name is changed over to Chaf Dalet Tes, it's alluded to in the Pasuk, Ki Tovim Dodecha Miayin, Umerumaz Al Or HaTorah, which alludes to the light of Torah. As Chazal explained on that pasuk, Ki tov dodecha miyayin, al pasuk zeh, Chazal explained, Arevim alai divrei dodecha yosem yena shel Torah. My connection to Hashem is even sweeter to me than the illumination of Torah. But again, it's all a reference to what? To the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the light of the Torah. Achein b'chodesh ha-shlishi, hu b'rabu yatir. Until finally they come to Sinai, to Sivan, the third month, and that light just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Sheminyan ha-svira me'rosh chodesh, gematria, yud, and hey, and lamed. What an amazing idea. That the three letters, yud, hey, and lamed, which allude to Lag BaOmer, because those are the three letters that are transformed from the name Elohim to create the shame, Chav Dalet Tes, which is the name of Lag BaOmer. What is the day of Svira that corresponds to Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Of course, it's the 45th day of the Omer, Yod Hei Lamed, which again alludes to the what? The arrival in Midbar Sinai, the beginning of the receiving of the Torah, the Oros HaTorah, Shehischil Lisnoses Biyom Azeh, that begins to shine on this day, V'Yoyel Hu Lashon Or, like we mentioned a moment ago, that Yoyel itself means to illuminate, to shine, like the Pasuk says in Iyov, Atisho Sav Tohel Or, and therefore, V'Hinei, B'chol Yom V'Yom, B'Shoah Sha'odim Yisrael Lomei Da Torah Kadosha. We have to remind ourselves that this experience is not only true when we came to Sinai, and it wasn't only true when we experienced Kriyas Yamsuf, and it wasn't only true when we sat at the Seder in Mitzrayim, and at our own Pesach Seder. But it's every single day, and that's what Rashi's emphasizing. Why does it say Bayom Hazeh? Because this experience is supposed to be a daily experience for each and every one of us. That every time a Jew studies Torah, Tzarech Lizkor Lahargish HaOr Hazeh, a Jew needs to experience this light. Ulahavin Yikras Erech HaTorah Kadosha, to appreciate the great value of the Torah. And then you'll study the Torah properly. And now we come back to Rashi. What an amazing way. Look how he reads this Rashi. V'zeh shama Rashi. She'ed divrei Torah chadoshim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. Hainu. Ba'oso ha'eschadshus ha'oros shal matan Torah. She'neschadish lehem be'ez b'yosan lidbar Sinai. The same way that when you came to Midbar Sinai, you realized, wow, there's such greater light. After all the light I've experienced, but to know that there's always more illumination to enjoy. Halavai, the light of Torah should always be growing stronger and more illuminated for each and every one of us. And then he ends off in a remarkable explanation, al pi chasidus, v'ulayza perish divrei chazal. Perhaps this is what it means. The question that we asked on the first day, when they first came to Midbar Sinai, nothing happened on that day. Why didn't anything happen on that day? So the Gemara tells us Hashem didn't want to bother us, didn't want to overwhelm us. We were tired from traveling. What the Gemara calls chulsha d'orcha. V'yomakama lo amar lehu v'lo midi mishum chulsha d'orcha. Hashem didn't say anything to us and didn't do anything because we were weakened from the orcha, literally from the derech, from the traveling. But explains the Yismach Yisrael, pi pnimes haTorah, what it means on a deeper level. Hainu shenizbatel mimitzias mayeschachos haor hagadol hazeh. Klal Yisrael weren't able to receive anything because realizing that they were now standing on the threshold of great illumination, they were so overwhelmed, not by the orcha, by the travels, by the derech, but they were weakened, meaning they had been mevatel themselves to the what? To the orcha. And he says orcha means the or ches, the light of ches, the light from beyond Kanoda, as is well known, and that's why Klal Yisrael surrendered to the light of Har Sinai, and that was the experience and the great excitement of Har Sinai that we try to tap into and re-experience on a daily basis. Just very quickly, I want to turn the page to page 10 and take a look at Oz Gimel for just a couple of moments. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, just such a beautiful explanation of what it means to be camped out opposite the mountain, Neged Ahar, literally opposite the mountain. So he explains Perish Rashi Lemizracho. It means to the east. Whenever we find something being described as opposite something, it means facing east. What exactly does that mean? And what exactly is the imagery of being opposite and opposing the mountain? The mountain is our friend. That's the Kabbalah Sator. What does it mean to oppose the mountain? Negedhar. Hainu alpi maimus chalikara appears to tzadikim lasid lavo. It appears like a large mountain. Sheitzahara nikrahar. But when Klal Yisrael came together, with the singularity of mind and spirit, so through that bittul and through that achdus, through that oneness, they were able to mevatel the Yitzhahara, and they were negedahara, they could confront the Yitzhahara, who was that mountain. And that's what it means, Neged Ahar, Sha'avosam Zelizeh HaYadavar HaMenagi Le'Yitzahara. The unified front of Klal Yisrael was so strong that they could take on, with full force, the Yitzahara. And that's what it means, V'chol Makom Sha'ata Motzei Neged Panam LeMizrach. Whenever you find the word Neged, says Rashi, it means facing east. What does that mean, facing east? Hainu Sha'vachdusam V'avosam Avas Reim Zachu LeMizrach HaShemesh Thor Gadol. They were able to what? LeMizrach. They were able to illuminate and to shine in such a way that they were able to what? To confront the har. V'zesh amar neged ahar LeMizracho. They were so illuminated, again like we learned a moment ago, the Or Ches of coming to Midbar Sinai, that they were able to what? To shine their tremendous light and their tremendous spirit upon the Yitzhara in a way that they were able to overpower the Yitzhara. Abimavatal the Yitzhara. The Chazal tell us that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the Yitzhara no longer existed. They were Charus, which Chazal understand as Cherus. They experienced the Cherus from the Malach HaMavis and from the Yitzhara. What an unbelievable Madrega that was attained at that moment. V'aremez kidvarinu aniz kalael sha'asu me'yitzhara tov. That the Yitzhara was illuminated. In other words, the Yitzhara was transformed into something good. And that's what it means. Kol makom sha'atamotzei neged panim l'mizrach. What does it mean? Neged panim l'mizrach? Kainu. Sha'al yisya'i sha'adam b'roso. Ki Yitzhara nilchamimo. Sometimes a Jew feels so overpowered by the Yitzhara. There's a line I've been living with for the last couple of weeks that I heard from my Rebbe and my friend, Rabbi Judah Michel Shlita. He told me from Rav Freifeld Zatzal, such an amazing line, that it's very difficult for us to be stronger than the Yitzhara. It's true, the Yitzhara is a greater force than us, but we have the ability, when we tap into the light of our neshama, to be bigger than the Yitzhara. To be bigger than the Yitzhara, right? If I'm fighting the Yitzhara, if it's just a battle of strength, the Yitzhara is stronger than me. But when I take a step back and I say, wait a minute, I'm created with a neshama, a shining, illuminated neshama. So then I can be bigger than the Yitzhara. I may not be stronger, but I feel bigger. I feel more empowered. And that's what it means to be neged har, neged panim lemizrach. Again, listen to these amazing words. Sha'al yisya'i sha'aldim bro'oso. A person should never despair when he sees that the Yitzhara is fighting against him. In fact, the fact that the Yitzhara is fighting against you is because the Yitzhara believes that you're a big enemy. In other words, that you're a big person. Rak adraba. If the Yitzhar is fighting you, that's a sign that what? That you're still in the fight, you're still in the game. That means that your spark of your soul is still alive. Because if you were truly spiritually dead, so then why is the Yitzhar still fighting you? You don't fight against dead people. So listen to how he reads this Rashi. Such a beautiful, beautiful word of inspiration and chizuk for us. Kol makom shatamotzei neged, whenever you find something opposing you, hainu esnadas yitzahara. When the yitzahara is fighting you, you should know kipanim lemizrach. It's a sign that you're still shining on the inside. Ki apnimias zoreach od. Because if you were dead, the yitzahara wouldn't fight you. And now he says, and this is one of the first Yismach Yisraels that I ever was zochet to learn, this piece right here. He says such a beautiful vart. He explains the pasuk in Tehillim Chav Zayin. Im takum alai milchama bezos ani voteach. Says Dovra Melech. The pasuk pshat is, if I'm still engaged in battle, if the battle is fighting against me, bezos ani voteach, I trust that Hashem will save me. But the way the Yismach Yisrael learns it, again, al pi chasidus. Im takum alai milchama. If I see that the Yitzhar is still fighting me, Bizos ani botech. What does that mean? What's a lomar? Im tachana alai machane gadol shel sam. If the Yitzhar, if the Sitra Achra is still fighting me, bizos. Hainu b'hamilchama hazos. The very fact that you're still interested in fighting against me, ani botech. That itself is a giloy milsa, that I'm still alive, that the Kedusha still resides within me. Ki roa ani ki chai anochi od b'chias to Kedusha. I must still have a spark of spiritual life inside of me. Just like a soldier on a battlefield. As long as the enemy is still firing arrows in my direction, shooting at me, that's the greatest revelation, the greatest proof that I'm still alive. Because if I was truly dead, the Yitzhar would no longer bother me. He would leave me alone. So when we come together as we do on the Yom Tov of Shuas, and as we did B'Kabbalah HaSatorah, we become what? Neged Ahar. We have the ability to oppose the Yitzhahara, and the very fact that the Yitzhahara opposes us, as Rashi explains, when it's Neged, that's a sign that Ponim L'Mizrach, that our Pnimius is still L'Mizrach, that's still shining brightly on the inside. And Emir Tzashem, we should realize, in moments of challenge and struggle and fight, as we try to climb that mountain once again, to once again give the Torah, to realize that every is meaningful. We shouldn't, God forbid, throw up our hands in despair of receiving the Torah once again in Tavshin Ayin Test 2019. But rather, we should believe that if the fight is still raging, as the Gemara says in Mesech HaSukkah, at the very end of the Mesech HaSukkah, in the fifth parak, the Gemara says, "Kol ha-gadol mechavero yitzro gadol heimenu." Anyone who's bigger than his friend, his Yetzirah is bigger. So usually we think that means, okay, the big tzaddikim, they must have a big Yetzirah. Hard for us to understand such a Maimar Chazal. But I always tell people, learn the Maimar Chazal in the opposite direction. I know I have a big Yetzirah. I know I have many battles to still fight. So I guess that makes me a Gadol. I guess that makes me a big person. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me such nesionos because he believes in me. So Emir Tzashem, we shall once again stand unified, being mevatel ourselves to one another, being mevatel ourselves to Hashem, with a tremendous sense of achdus, being neged ahar, destroying that Yetzirah, as the Gemara describes again there in Mesech HaSukkah, once and for all. And we should be zocha this Shruas to receive the Torah and to receive the light of Mashiach, from Herabi Aminu Amin. Good Shabbos and good Yom Tov.